whenever I'm looking at a school or researching, the very first place I go to is their chapel service, or I go to their church webpage and I look at their worship service. That just tells me more about what's going on in that school and how it's oriented than anything else. And perhaps that's an easy shortcut for parents to remember. Just click on a chapel service, listen to it. Does it follow the church year? Does it follow the liturgical standards of the church? One of the functions of the school is to catechize children for life in the church. So when a child goes to chapel service, it isn't just for their spiritual needs for that very moment, but it is also to get them ready for a lifelong worship life in the Holy Christian Church. So I want those things to be congruous with what goes on in the church. If it's different, then I kind of wonder why it's different. Recently, I was on a school website, and I looked at their chapel service, and they were using Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker characters for their chapel service. Now, what is that teaching children about God's holy house and his holy word when we import not just secular entertainment, but entertainment that's based on Gnosticism into the church and say, this is a fun way to understand God's word? It's contrary to what we want to convey to children.